From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. An Iranian domestic airliner has crashed into the country's Zagros Mountains, killing all 65 people on board. That report from Iran's official news agency, IRNA. Earlier reports said there were 66 people on board. IRNA said one passenger missed the flight. The flight left Tehran Sunday morning for the city of Yasuj in the Isfahan province, a flight of about 560 kilometers. The Iranian Red Crescent said it has deployed teams to the area, but dense fog, high winds, and heavy snow have made it impossible for helicopters to get close to the crash site. Latvia's prime minister assured the country and Europe, quote, that there is no sign of danger after anti-corruption police arrested the head of the Latvian Central Bank on Saturday. The police nor the prime minister did not give any reason why the central bank governor was arrested, but a police spokeswoman said there will be an announcement, as soon as possible. The Latvian government plans an emergency meeting on Monday. Along with heading the Baltic nation's central bank, the governor is also one of 19 governors on the European Central Bank. The U.S. Treasury Department has proposed sanctions against a major Latvian bank for alleged money laundering linked to North Korea's weapons program. And Russian news reports say a gunman has opened fire on people leaving a church service in the northern Caucasus region of Dagestan, killing at least five people and wounding five others, including two police officers. This is VOA News. President Trump said Sunday he believes Russia has been wildly successful in disrupting the U.S. political landscape with its interference in the 2016 election because of the subsequent months-long investigations it spawned. In a string of tweets over several hours on Sunday morning, the president also continued to attack the investigation into his campaign's links to Russia. A plan to save one of Australia's most critical river systems is on the verge of collapse after disagreement about how to manage scarce water resources. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
The Murray-Darling Basin produces 40% of Australia's food, and for the past 5 years, a specially appointed authority has been trying to balance the system's environmental needs with the economic demands of farmers. A critical water-sharing agreement is in jeopardy following disputes between Australian states about how much water is allocated to agriculture and environmental needs. Victoria and New South Wales insist the plan is now untenable after the Australian Federal Parliament blocked changes to water allocations that would have given farmers 70 gigalitres of water, which had previously been earmarked for environmental use. Senators were worried by allegations that the system is riddled with corruption and by unscrupulous farmers stealing water from the river system. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed that Iran is just years away from having a nuclear bomb. Under pressure at home and facing possible corruption charges, Netanyahu took to the stage at the Munich Security Conference on Sunday to deliver a warning about the security of the Middle East region, accusing Iran of posing an existential threat. And vandals spray-painted swastikas on the Polish embassy in Tel Aviv after the Polish prime minister talked about what he called Jewish perpetrators of the Holocaust. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said he spoke with his Polish counterpart by telephone Sunday, telling him a comparison between the activities of Poles and the activities of Jews during the Holocaust is unfounded. A reporter at the Munich Security Conference on Saturday asked the Prime Minister if under the new law he could be jailed for telling the story of how neighbors betrayed his mother's family in Poland to the Nazis. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.